Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for September the 5th, 2026. And I'm very, very grateful you chose to be with me. I have some wonderful questions that people have put to me. I am very grateful for all the questions that come to me. I want you to know that. And there isn't one that I consider, you know, stupid or anything like that. I would love to hear from you. If you have anything that I can help you with, a question, something I've talked about in past programs, all you have to do is email me at greg@aspire.org. I'd love to hear from you. This is from Carol, this question. I've known Carol for about 10 years. She used to frequent workshops from time to time, but got married and moved away. And she I'm not going to tell you what she said, but basically it was that was the biggest mistake of her life. Anyway, I think it's funny. Because everybody's so very sure about who they love and how it's all going to turn out. So anyway, Carol asks, Greg, you know me. Why am I just me? Why couldn't I be someone else? Smarter, better, blah, blah, she says. And I think it's a good question because, Carol, you know, I had it too when I was younger. When I was a little boy, I worried about myself a great deal because I wasn't like anyone else. I wasn't better. I looked at it as I was worse. I couldn't do some of the things that other kids could do. I didn't think I was so smart. I wasn't interested in baseball or anything like that. I was more interested in puppeteering. I loved puppets. I was just different in many ways. People, when I went on TV, some of the people who were very immature wondered if I was gay and all that stuff. And when you're dealing with people and the American public, you're dealing with a lot of insanity. Carol, I have known you off and on for a while. And I can tell you that, yes, you have a pedestrian mentality and blah, blah, all of that stuff that most people have. But your question is profound. Why do you have to be what you think you have to be? Why? Why can't you be no one? What if you didn't have to be a person? What if you didn't have to be what other people thought was normal or better or good? How I overcame the whole thing is that this is a shell. Gregory is a shell. He isn't going to last for long, and he'll live so many years, and that'll be the end of it. But what did he discover about life, about what it means to be life? Carol, you don't want to hand your life over to Carol. You don't have to do that. You can live beyond her. You can live above and beyond in the rarefied air of your loving heart. And this happens only when we enter into the silence. If you discover silence within you, if you can live in the perpetuity of quietude, if you can do that, if you can practice that, if you can understand the beauty of all of that, then everything you do will be a living blessing. And you won't have to worry about whatever a Carol is. I don't worry about Gregory. I really don't. He is what he is, and I don't perpetuate him, but I also I don't deny him. I understand his presence in my life. I do not allow him to come over to the side where he makes decisions for me. And these decisions would be based on what he thinks of as good and bad, right and wrong, what he wants, what he doesn't want, who he thinks people are and who he thinks people aren't. I don't let him do that. I never let him do that. It is not my concern about what he thinks. So I don't go from that. There is another place in you that is beyond the confines of the way you were raised, the genetic disposition you have. There is another place. And if you go to that place, if you are willing to discover that place that is beyond the concepts of maybe getting accolades from other human beings and being what other people expect you to be for the sake of maybe social acceptance and all of that, when you just don't care, Carol, about what it is that they expect out of you and you just don't make it a big deal, that's when you will start to discover the way, the truth, and the light of you. But you're going to have to live quietly on the inside. You have to live away from her. You can't be living in her impulses and adopting her doubts and her fears and her beliefs and all of that other good stuff. You just can't do that. What would it be like if you understood that Carol is just a cessation of beliefs and thoughts and emotions, and that's it? And these things, well, when you leave your body one day, they'll all disappear. And then what will you be left with? What will you be left with? Now, that's something to sit with. Now, there is no answer I could give you here on radio because you wouldn't be able to appreciate it. It has to be a direct experience. And if you don't have that direct experience, then you will never know what you were instead of who you thought you were. And that's really what it's all about, to discover what you are, not who you think you are. And when you can drop your thoughts and no longer allow them to perpetrate your actions and make you believe in things that are just whimsical fantasies of your mind and your emotions, you will suddenly discover reality. And that reality is you are eternal. But to get to that place, you have to practice. You have to begin to truly work upon yourself. And if you do, if you're willing of that, that's when something of the other shore will start to come up. And you'll feel not a persona. You won't feel impulse to be something that you're not. You won't try to talk yourself into and out of what it means to be authentic. You will just be authentic. And whatever that is, you will be honest about it. You'll be truthful in it. It will guide you if you are quiet and you listen to that still small voice within you. If you can do any and all of that, which you could do, but you doubt yourself so much and your mind races around so much, you haven't quieted that monster called your mind. You've just allowed it to run rampant all over you and all over your life. And you don't want to do that. You're going to have some control. You're going to have some sense of, well, a discipline. I hate to use that word, but that's what it's all about. And you're going to have to, well, inform your husband or whomever you're living with at this time that you're going to be working on yourself. You're transitioning into love. And if that person is willing to work with you on that, you have a gem. If you're going to have to kowtow to whatever that person thinks is the best thing for them via you, then you're going to have some difficulty. So I can't comment on that, but that's really what it's all about, learning how to live with yourself and not from what other people want you to be. Okay, I hope that helped you, Carol. I hope all is well with you. You have my number. Call me if you need to talk, and I'll always be here for you. Thank you, one and all, for listening. We'll be back on the air tomorrow. Thank you, and please forgive me. Namaste.